the ball game. Johnson Brock 15-6 on the year. They are not ranked in Class C2, but you would think they got to be getting close to being a ranked team. Say her ranked number two in Class D2. The Irish are 14-6 on the year. Coach Luke Santo, Coach Luke and Don House coaching his first year for the girls. For Johnson Brock, he has amassed quite a record here for the Johnson Brock boys in his time in coaching here. He's coached the boys and the girls this year in his coaching endeavors. Sacred Heart coach Luke Santo, of course, fantastic record as well for the Irish. Our presenting sponsor for the game is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. Happy to bring you this broadcast today on KTNC. If you're just joining us, the boys' third-place game went to the Irish. They beat Lord Central Catholic. 59-49 was the final in that game. Just concluded here about 20 minutes ago today on KTNC. Coming up next is the girls' championship game, Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock, followed by the Johnson Brock EMF boys in the boys' championship of the Pioneer Cup tournament. That's coming up here later today. Scheduled for 5:30, we're going to be running behind, so that's not going to happen. We'll take a few minutes of time out. We'll come back, and we will look at the starting lineup for the game on KTNC.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgro, Brevant, and Dynagro, because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success takes root.
At Den's Country Meat, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees, our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meat. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeat.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebeka Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebeka, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebeka.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, here we go in our girls' game. The starting lineup tonight for the visitors for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Well, they're the visitors on the scoreboard today. They're wearing the road uniform in black with red. Coach Lucas Dellinghouse will go with Casey Kadimpelmeyer. She is a 5'6 sophomore, averaging 12.8 points per game. Daly Pelican is a 5'6 junior, averaging 10.5 points per game for the Eagles. Ruby Grabat is a 6-foot senior, averaging 1.4 points per contest. We also have Lauren Behrens, 5'8 sophomore, averaging 8.4 points per game. And Kinley Vice, averaging 8.9 points per game, a 5'4 sophomore for the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. We'll also see Josie Stedheim in the ball game. She is a 5'9 sophomore. And Ayla Eggers will be in the game as well today for Johnson Brock, a 5'2 sophomore. And Emily Bowling also likes to see action, a 5'9 senior. For the Irish today, for Coach Luke Santo, he will go with a starting five, a 5'5 senior, Avery Santo, who is averaging 13.1 points per game. Daisy Wiz, a 5'6 senior, averaging 10.1 a game. Elise Reschke, a 5'9 junior, averages 2.2 points per contest. Bailey Lemmerhot, a freshman, 5'4", averaging 8.4 points per game. And we also have Hallie Chubb, a 5'9" junior, averaging 10.3 points per contest for the Irish today. Also for the Irish, we will see in all likelihood freshman Peyton Jordan, a 5'6" freshman, Ryan Westengard, a 5'7" sophomore. Also, Kemper Sipple's been playing quite a bit, a 5'9" freshman, along with Kinley Lechtenberg, a 5'7" freshman. The Irish have a pretty deep bench and the ability to go pretty deep into that bench this season. So the teams are over, getting ready for the starting lineups to be introduced here as we get set to go here at Johnson-Brock. They earned 14-6, Johnson-Brock 15-6. The Irish beat the Eagles 55-49 at the Medecas tournament. Then just over a week ago, the Irish lost to Johnson-Brock at home at the Rowe Activity Center 51-49. That was a week ago Thursday night. Johnson-Brock now 5-0 since they lost at the Medecas tournament to Sacred Heart. They are undefeated at home this year. The Knights are tonight. Let me kick forward to the game. We're doing it. The Eagle girls have not lost on their home floor this season. Look at the coaches for this game. Coach Luke Stando, 479 wins, 74 losses. This is 20th season as head coach there. He averages almost 24 wins per season for Sacred Heart. That includes 17 seasons of 20 or more wins and 18 state tournament appearances in 19 years. We'll take another one-minute break and be back on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And the Johnson-Brock Pep Band wraps up our national anthem today. A fine job, as always. Complete our thoughts here. Coach Sando, 479 and 74 in his career for the Lady Irish. Six state titles, three times runner-up, third place five times, and a one-time fourth place finish at state. Coach Lucas Dellenhaus for Johnson-Brock. Hey, no slouch here. 16th season as head coach. This is his first season coaching varsity girls. 258 wins with 130 losses. Four state titles with the Johnson-Brock boys. And he got one in Kansas when he was a head coach in Axtell. He's 9-2 in district finals and sub-state. Nine state appearances in 15 seasons with one third place finish. So whatever happens tonight, you can bet we'll get plenty of good coaching in this ball game between these two guys. All right, the Eagles being introduced first. Five starters are out there. They've got four players on the bench. Sacred Heart, they've got a full load on varsity this year. They've got 14 suited up. Avery Sando introduced first, number two. She and Daisy Witt, seniors for the Irish this year. The only two seniors on the squad, both averaging in double figures on the air. All right, introductions are done. Johnson-Brock goes to the plate. They head to the center circle. Stepping into the center for the Eagles, Ruby Cravat, 6-foot senior. Allie Jones will step into that circle for the Irish. Referee throws the basketball to a young fan while he puts a Steve Hurt going left to right towards the north basket here in the first half today at Johnson. Here we go. Here's the tip. The back will push it to the backcourt. And it's going to be brought forward by Kinley Vice, sophomore. Up the floor, she comes with the basketball. Now it's Pelican on the left side lane, cut off by Jones. Back to Pelican after a pass. Now it goes back on the right side for Barron. Lawrence gets the ball away. And now in the hands of Casey Knippelmeyer. Swing it around the left side. It's Vice again. Now right side, Knippelmeyer. Thought about it. Dick should go out to Pelican. Six on the shot clock. Ball loose, taken away by the Irish. Santo with it, takes it up the floor for Sacred Heart all the way to the hole. And she is going to be fouled and will go to the line. So we have a turnover and we have a foul at the other end to put Avery Santo at the line for the Irish. First one on the way up and good. And the Irish lead it now 1-0. Foul is called on Ruby Cravat. Ruby's first foul of the ball game. Second free throw up, second free throw down. And the Irish off to a 2-0 lead here to start the ball game. Here we are up on the second deck here at the Eagles Nest. Wonderful place to broadcast basketball from. Off the right side of the basketball now. It is going to be a double team trap on Vice. She gets away underneath and up and good by Casey Knippelmeyer, and we are tied at 2-2. Nice job breaking that pressure after the trap was set. A couple of passes got the Eagles an easy bucket underneath. The other end with bounce pass into Jones, spins on the right side. And no good on the shot. Rebound brought down by Lauren Barron. And Jones reaches in, gets her hands on the basketball, and will create a hell ball and a turnover with the jump already in possession going to the Irish. Freshman Leveron inbound to the corner. It comes into Witt. She drives, pulls up on the right block around the rim. It won't go. Rebound grabbed it off the up the floor. Now it will be Vice. Get the ball off on the right side. Barron with it. Hands the ball away to Cravat. Back out in the middle of the floor by Daisy Pelican. Now to Vice. Into the paint. Back out to Knippelmeyer. Stops. Gives it to Pelican. Pelican. Off it goes. Vice for three. It's up. Nothing but the bottom of the hole. Three-pointer for Kinley Vice. And the lead now goes to the Knights. 5-2, the Eagles have the lead. Excuse me. Trying my best to catch up here. All right, to the front court we go. Reschke with the basketball, and out on the right side, it is a three-ball shot by Santo. It won't go. Witt chases it down along with Pelican, and the ball finds its way out of bounds. Final in the consolation game up at Weeping Water. Johnson County Central girls with a win today. All right, we come this other way now in the free throw circle with the ball. Lauren Barron to Pelican, right back to Cravat, right side, swinging around now to Vice. She dribbles the ball off the leg of an Irish player, back court with 10 seconds to the front court. Now to the top, off to Pelican, six on the shot clock. Pass knocked away, stolen by Reschke. Third Johnson Brock turnover. Come the other way. Leveron, three ball, corner pocket, up and good. Three ball for Bailey Leveron, and we are tied at 5-5 with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Eagle basketball. Dribbling down on the right side. Now take it back out to the top to Barron. Swing it around to Pelican. Pelican, give the ball up to Vice again. The Irish want to play, keep it away from Knippelmeyer. Here's a three ball by Knippelmeyer on the rim. No, the rebound brought down and by Avery Santo. Push the ball ahead. Underneath, she finds underneath all alone Elise Reschke, and the Irish take the lead on the layup. 7-5. 4:35 to go in the opening period. Minor Conference Championship takes the ball to the front. In the paint, dish back out to the top. Now left side, Knippelmeyer on the baseline. Makes a move, one-hander from an offside, up and good. Casey Knippelmeyer has got her second bucket. We are tied at 7. 7-7. Now out. Reschke goes into Jones. Kick it out in the corner. Runner on three ball. too strong, and the ball finds its way back out to her. She'll get the ball away to Witt. Her pass to the side goes to Santa, and it goes out of bounds, and it will belong to the Eagles. First turnover by Sacred Heart. All right, JCC girls win 48-42 over Weeping Water at the ECNC today. Consolation round game. Here's a drive by Pelican up, no good off the glass. Rebound brought down by Behrens, and she will be fouled and will be going to the free throw line here. Sacred Heart foul will be called on Avery Santo. First foul of the game on the Irish. So, free throw on the way. Ready? Horn Behrens can't connect on one. She'll have another one here with 3:53 to go, just halfway through the first quarter. Sus is rattled home. One out of two, and the Eagles reclaim the lead. Third lead change, first quarter. Witt, top of the circle, picks up her dribble, gives to Lemeron. Lemeron down in the corner. Reschke thought about it, didn't she? Drive it into the paint all the way across the lane, and we've got traveling called on the Irish. Reschke called for the travel. She checks out. In the game comes Ryan Westengard. Sophomore hit two big threes the other night in the opening period for the Irish. All right, Kinley Weiss in the front court for two Behrens. Lauren moving in. Comes cross court. Daly Pelican. Now work the ball around. Kniffelmeyer goes in. The Irish slap at it. She passes it off. Also in the game now for Johnson Rock, Josie Studdite checks in there on that last break. Studdite to Behrens, into the paint, elevates, pass out, it goes to Studdite. Thought about it, didn't take, cross court, 10 on the shot clock. Now it's Weiss, free throw circle, spins it down, floats it up off the glass, no. Rebound tipped, it comes down to Daisy Witt for the Irish. Witt on the left side, out of the corner. Westengard, three ball short of everything, comes down to Santo. Shot clock will not reset. Lemeron for three on the rim, no. And the rebound ends up in the hands of Westengard. She can't connect. And now it comes down to Behrens. She had it the first time, lost it. And now here comes the Eagles on the run. Pelican three ball. She's short off the rim. And the rebound comes down to Westengard. Westengard up the floor. Ahead to Sandal. Headed to the bucket. Dishes it off to Jones. Allie Jones heads to the bucket. We've got a whistle. We've got a foul. It looks like Josie Studdite gets the whistle. Johnson Brock. It is. Josie, her first. Team foul number two in the quarter. And it's Hallie Jones at the line for the Irish on the way up. And it is good. Jones, 52.3% the free throw line now for the Irish. So your ties it again. 8-8, our fourth tie. Here in the early going. Hallie Jones ready, looking for the lead for her team here with a free throw. It's up, and it's off, no good. Rebound bounces out, and up the floor with it will come Casey Knippelmeyer. Over on the right side of the floor to Studdite. Back out top to Weiss. Weiss down in the corner. Three ball up and out, no good in the corner by Studdite. And we've got a held ball, a jump ball for the official, which will go to the Irish on the rebound. I think Coach Dollenhouse is questioning that. I think he's right. That should be Eagles basketball. They didn't change the... Yep, that's right. They didn't change the arrow after the previous one that the Irish got. So it is Eagle ball. And Daly Pelican will inbound for the Knights. And, dang, God. Hit for the Eagles underneath their own basket. Knocked away by Peyton Georges, but is recovered by Johnson Brock to Nippelmeyer. Gives the ball up there the other way. Behrens now out to Weiss for three. And up, it's good. Kinley Weiss with a couple of long ones. And it is 11-8. The lead to Johnson Brock. Three ball the other end. Top of the circle. Daisy Witt, good. And we have an 11-11 ball game here. Back to the front we come. Into the paint. Up, no good by the Eagles. To the free throw line will go Behrens. Lauren, 1-for-2 at the line. Sacred Heart foul is called on Ryan Westengard. Two team fouls apiece here in this first quarter. Lauren can connect on the first. The sophomore will get ready and shoot another one. Kayla Egger checks in for Daly Pelican for the Eagles. Second free throw up and good. So Lauren makes one out of two again, and it's now 12-11. Johnson Brock. Minute 32 to go in the first quarter. Up the floor. Here comes Witt. Saw a crack, passes it out. Three ball on the way for Westengard. No. And a fight for the rebound. Won by Eggers, but she lost the ball to Sando. And Avery Sando turns around and puts it up and in. Makes the steal and gets the bucket. And the Irish are up 13-12. Four lead changes, four ties, five ties so far. First quarter action, 1 minute left. Barron backing in on Westengard, kicks it out. Kinley for three. It's up. It's good again for Kinley Bynes. She's got nine, and it is 15-13. Johnson Brock. Five lead changes in the first quarter. 45 seconds to go in the period. With it, Peyton George is moving up. Out it goes Westengard for a long three on the rim. Up, no good. She's 0-for-3 here so far this first quarter. Hallie Jones will come in along with Lemron if there's another break before the quarter ends. Barron's for three. Got it on the right side elbow. Lauren Barron, her first field goal, has five, and now it's 18-13. Johnson Brock up by five. 18-13, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Witt out top. 10 on the clock. Shot clock is off. Witt to the right side. Off it goes. Sando for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound to Knippelmeyer. And she's going to baseball it up to the other end. And that will end the quarter. Johnson Brock girls, 18. Saban Hart, 13. And we're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to go in the second quarter here. Our broadcast today is this Johnson Brock Sacred Heart ball game brought to you in part by Nutrient Ag Solutions here in Johnson, Nebraska. Thank them for helping sponsor this basketball action this afternoon. All right, ready to roll. Irish basketball find themselves down by five here. Start this second period. Witt picked up her dribble, goes inside to Jones in the paint, spins left, shot blocked. Good job there, Ruby Gravatt on the defense, and here come the Eagles the other way. Kinley Weiss with three triples in the first quarter. The Irish will have to slow her down a little bit. The Nippelmeyer going to take one from straight out in front, too strong with the rebound to Sando. Avery Sando pushed it up the floor for the Irish. To the right side, leaves the ball off. Witt, three ball up and on the rim, won't go. The Irish are pretty well cool from the outside. They've made one three ball two so far, in the first half. To the front comes Johnson Brock. Vice plays catch with Knippelmeyer. Now to Pelican. High post. They go to the free throw line. Gravatt back to Pelican. Back to Knippelmeyer. Left side, Vice. Bounce pass in. Gravatt dribbles down the lane. Little hook. Up. No. Rebound. Battle for it. Won by the Irish. Elise Reschke. She'll bring it. She's an opening. Kick to the corner to Lemron. Back out to Vice. Her three-pointer by Sando. Her three-pointer is blocked by Vice. Now Weiss runs down the long pass by Pelican. Now over to Knippelmeyer, goes in, rolls it up, won't go from the left side. Rebound to Hallie Jones. David Hart moving the other way. Now with it is Lemeron, the freshman in the front court, moving across the face of the defense, and a little weave leaves it off for Casey Witt. Witt all the way to the right wing, hands it off now. Santo spins, free for light, gives it to Jones down the lane. Up, it won't go, hung on the rim and fell right instead of left. But she's fouled, will go to the line. Foul will go on Ruby Gravatt. That's going to be Ruby's second foul for the Eagles. First foul of the quarter. Hallie Jones will go to the line. She's one for two. Irish hit three out of four in the first quarter. The Johnson Brock Eagles two out of four. Jones gets set. Free throw on the way up and good. 18-14 now. Johnson Brock with the advantage. Gravatt will sit. Also, Emily Boyne came in to start the second quarter. Out. Jones ready for the Irish free throw up and got them both. And it's now 18-15. Johnson Brock. Back in the game is Josie Studheit for Johnson Brock and Lauren Behrens. Studheit free throw line over to Behrens on the left elbow. Back to Studheit free throw line. Jumper short, no good. Got her own rebound on the left side of the lane and a reach-in foul. And going to the rebound, that's going to be called on Sacred Heart's Hallie Jones, her first. First foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Daisy Pelican to inbound. Daly Pelican, excuse me. I knew Daisy and Daly would be in trouble. Here is a shot up. It's good and a foul. Hallie Jones is going to get whistled again. Just going to stand there minding her own business, but she's going to pick up two quick ones. That's a problem for the Irish. So Hallie Jones with two quick fouls will have to go to the bench. The bucket was good for Daly Pelican, her first two of the ball game. That makes it 20-15, and she's got a chance at a three-point play, and it won't go. The rebound is grabbed by Reschke. Elise going to push it up the floor all the way to the right block, and off-balance shot won't go, out of bounds. It's Sacred Heart basketball. They say it was touched last by Josie Studheit underneath there. Lemeron will inbound from the baseline. Everybody lined up sideline to sideline for the Irish. And the pass is short. Pelican with the steal. All it in. Now it's a one-on-three. Now she'll leave it back. And now over it goes for three. It's short. No good. Ends up being a pass. First shot put up by Studheit. It was caught by Behrens. And as she went to shoot it, a foul will be called on Sacred Heart. Daisy Witt. Her first team foul number three here. That's not a shooting foul. Okay, well, it comes in. Weiss now to Knippelmeyer. Down low, Weiss for three. Up on the rim, won't go. Rebound is controlled, and another foul on. No, we're going to have a whole held ball. That will stay with Johnson Brock as it is Studheit and Santo tying up on the rebound there. Trigger the ball in, Pelican all the way out between the circles, off to Knippelmeyer. Casey comes to the near side, left side of the floor, Weiss. Over the right side to Pelican. Get the ball around the left side, Knippelmeyer back to Weiss. Back to Knippelmeyer, they play catch. Coming down on the baseline for Behrens. To Studheit, drives up, shoots, no, blocked partially by the Irish. And here comes Avery Santo up before Lemeron. Defender flies by and she pulls up short. Seems like when you want to shoot, then you move in and it ends up short because you think, well, I got to move in, so now I got to pull up on the shot. Take something off of it, so to speak. Here's a three ball from the right corner by Studheit. Won't go. Or that was Behrens. And now the offensive rebound. The ball will go out to Pelican. She can't hit for three from the left elbow. And Elise Reschke again with the rebound. Ahead to Santo. In the paint. Puts it up. No. Too strong this time. Weiss with the rebound and a reach-in foul on Avery Santo. And he picks up her second foul. 14 fouls on the Irish this second quarter. 20-15. Johnson Brock with the lead. Reschke comes out. Back in comes Westengard. Ryan back in there for Sacred Heart now. So up the floor comes Kinley Weiss with the basketball for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Gets the ball away to Stedheit. Now finds his way back to Weiss. Left side to Knippelmeyer. Inside, and the shot blocked away by Sando. The Eagles recover. Now Pelican down the right side with it. Inside Stedheit, down the lane, up, won't go. Ball is loose. It's a scramble. It's a held ball. We'll go to the Irish on the deck after it this time. Sacred Heart is going to be Kemper Sipple along with the Eagles, Lauren Behrens. Timeout on the floor. 5-point advantage for Johnson Brock, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:45 left in the first half. Johnson Brock leading Sacred Heart 20-15. Been only 2 points for each team here in the second quarter so far. Counters got there at the free throw line. So to the front court comes Whitten. Now off the left side, Lemeron back to Witt on the right side of the floor against the man-to-man defense of Johnson Brock. She moves across the defense, down the lane to the left hand. No. Rebound, put back up, and good. Two-pointer for Kemper Sipple. 20-17, Johnson Brock with a three-point advantage. To the front we go now with it. Weiss over to Pelican. Inside goes Stedheit. Now she'll kick the ball left side, and the ball is booted as Knippelmeyer tried to bounce it into the paint for Barron. The ball is kicked out of bounds by the Irish. So Sando checks out of the game for the Irish. Susan Newman missed. Bring it in on the inbound. Nice bounce pass and a layup for Lauren Barron. She's got 7 in the ball game, and it's 22-17. Lead is 5 again for Johnson Brock. Witt leaves it back now. Sipple moves up over to Westengaard. Takes right, lost the dribble. It's picked up by Witt. Stacey Witt gets a screen. Now passes off to Peyton Jordan. Okay, that's who came in. Peyton Jordan's in for Sando. And now it'll be Witt again. 8 on the shot clock. Back and in. Lost her balance. She traveled. No whistle. And the ball goes out. Shot up by Jordan. No. Rebound, Pelican ahead up the floor now to Knippelmeyer, back to Pelican. 2:25 to go in the quarter off the right side. Knippelmeyer down in the corner to Barron. Back out, and now a bounce pass into Stedheit. She's able to redirect to a teammate on the sideline. Now they'll reset the offense. They try to roll it from side to side against the Irish zone here. The Irish can't match up inside with the Eagles very well. They can shoot threes. Now down the lane, it's up. It won't go for Stedheit. She wanted to foul, didn't get one. Coming out with the basketball will be Kemper Sipple. And the ball away now to Lemeron, the freshman in the front court, the 1:50 to go in the first half. Leaves off for Witt, hit her in the leg, and it's stolen away by Pelican. Stacey Pelican all the way up, can't get her to go. Offensive rebound, put back try by Barron. No, but a foul on the Irish will put Lauren Barron back at the line. She's 2 for 4 at the free throw line so far in the game. Sagan foul will go. Now let's see. Free throw up, free throw good. Clock says Westengaard at 1. That would be her second, according to my bookwork. Clock says 1. That's where we'll stay for now. 23-17. The free throw is good. And no good on this one. Rebound Westengaard. So a 6-point advantage for Johnson Brock, the biggest lead of the game. The other way, Witt passed up an open three off to Lemeron now. Back to Witt, driving left side all the way in. Oh, she ran into the defender. She ran into Josie Studdard and fell down. The ball taken away by the Eagles. now. Knippelmeyer lost her dribble. Shadow back in the game for the Irish. A minute 13 to go in the half. Irish need some offense. Just 17 points so far. Three ball for Kinley Weiss won't go. Rebound, weak side. Lemeron finds it all the way to the hole. The other end drives it in, and a foul will be called on Josie Stone. I'm just going to stand her mind in her own business. So, called that on two to Knippelmeyer? Did not even see her under there. Okay. Her first. Foul number two of the quarter. At the line is Lemeron. Bailey hits the first one. She's got 4 points in the game. 23-18. Johnson Brock with the lead. Second one up and got it. 23-19. Sager trailing by four. Lemeron hits a pair. Up the floor, Pelican on the right side. Goes off to Weiss. Knippelmeyer, left side, back to Weiss. In the corner with it. Behrens on the left side. Goes to Studeye. Free throw line. Jumper. Good. Left side of the lane. Two more for Josie Studeye. That's actually her first two of the game. The lead is 6, 25-19. Shot clock has about a 5-second difference with the game clock. Westengard holds it out top. Now Witt in the midcourt circle. Pelican guards her. She directs traffic. 14 on the clock. The Irish can play for a final shot here. Our contest is presented by New Tree and Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska. Witt with 10 on the clock fires underneath the Sipple, and she will be fouled. Foul will go, I believe, on Lauren Behrens here, but they've fooled me several times already here in this game. Third team foul, I know that much. Yep, it is Lauren Behrens, her first. So the Irish will inbound, Reschke into the game. And who's leaving? Ryan Westengard checks out. So Lemeron to trigger from the baseline. 7.9 seconds ago. Shot clock is off. Oh, Reschke was open for a moment. Underneath, they couldn't get her the ball. It goes to Sando. She drives off the glass. It's up and good. Her second hoop. And from mid-court at the buzzer, no good. After one half of play, our score, the Johnson Brock Eagle Girls, 25. Fall City Sacred Heart, 21. We'll take a two-minute break and be back on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rectech grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Johnson Brock High School. Halftime score, 25-21. Our halftime wrap-up is presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College. they are close to home, they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half of this ballgame, all in the first quarter, we had five ties and we had five lead changes in the first quarter. Johnson Brock outscored the Irish enough to get the lead and continue to keep the lead through the second quarter. The second quarter, after trending 18-13 at the first quarter break, the Irish outscored Johnson Brock by one in the second quarter to make it 25-21. Scoring in the first half, Avery Sando has six for Sacred Heart, D.C. Witt three, two for Elise Reschke, five for Bailey Lemeron, two for Kemper Sipple, and three for Hallie Jones. The Irish are 7 out of 8 at the free throw line. Two fouls on Avery Sando, two on Hallie Jones for Sacred Heart in the first half. Nobody else with more than one. For Johnson Brock in the first half, leading the way, Lauren Barron with 8 points. That includes 3 out of 6 in the line. Actually, Kinley Weiss has 9. She made 3 three-pointers in the first quarter. She has 9. Barron, 8. We got 4 for Casey Knippelmeyer, 2 for Jody Stedheit, and 2 for Daley Pelican for the Eagle total of 25. They go 3 for 7 at the line in the first half. 2 fouls on Ruby Kravat, nobody else with more than 1 for Johnson Brock in the first half of this afternoon's action. 25-21 your score at halftime. Our halftime wrap-up is presented by Highland Community College. They are close to home. They're far from debt. Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a 2-minute break, check the weather, and be back with a second half action coming up on KTSA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ellen Martial Arts is having a glow party Saturday, February 14th. Let us entertain the kids this Valentine's Day with an evening of fun games and activities, all while glowing in the dark. The glow party is 5:30 to 3 p.m. It's only $30 per person for ages 6 to 16. And we'll have pizza too. Sign up today, 402-380-3383 for the glow party at Ellen Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Fall City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vujitsky. Well, looks like we can expect to see a cold one ahead for us here for tonight with temperatures dropping down right around about freezing. We are expecting to see a warm front, though, pushing through here by tomorrow with highs getting us into the upper 50s. It is above average for this time of the year, as we normally should be right around about the upper 30s instead. Looks like we'll even continue to warm up by about 10 degrees here for your day on Monday into the upper 60s as that system continues to push through. Then a cold front comes through. Temperatures drop into the 50s Tuesday, even into the 40s by Wednesday. Apart from that, a dry forecast until we get to about Tuesday night. Our forecast here for tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low into the lower 30s. Winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 15. By Sunday, sunshine high around 57. Monday, mostly sunny, high around 68 degrees. By Tuesday, plenty of blue skies and sun, high around 55. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 48.
Some things get better with time.
bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we are back here on KTNC, where we are getting ready for the second half of this contest here today between Johnson Rock and Fall City Senior and our girls Pioneer Conference Championship matchup. It's 25-21 at halftime. The lead belongs to Johnson Rock. Other games today in the boys' third place game, it was Sacred Heart over Nebraska Lord Central Catholic, 59-49. In the girls' third place game, Lord Central Catholic over EMF, 46-43. At the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament, games today. In a girls' consolation, third place, Meade beat Jughead Center in overtime, 55-45. And that's the boys' game, 55-45, overtime, JCC with a loss. Freeman and Auburn will be on KTN Sunday 101.3 tonight in that ECNC Championship game scheduled for tip-off at 7 o'clock. So here we go, shot up, and good start the second half for Johnson Brock. Now all you do is start who made the basket. Cover the outside, I believe it was to Nippelmeyer, and that's going to be 6 points for her in the ballgame. So now it's 27-21. The Irish have it, front court, down through traffic, goes Leonard, knocked away from her, it's out of bounds, touch left by Kinley Weiss of Johnson Rock. So 27-21, 6 point advantage for Johnson Rock. Irish bring it in, hand it in to Witt, across the baseline, and it will be Elise Reschke, 18-foot baseline jumper, well, good, no good, rebound Lauren Behrens. Here come the Eagles looking to add to their lead of six. Out top to Nippelmeyer, Kinley Weiss, take the ball around the perimeter, Pelican goes inside with it to Gravatt, and now down to the right baseline, a little set shot for two. By Behrens. Lauren Behrens now in double figures with 10 and is now 29-21. The lead is 8. At the other end, the Irish have it. Lemeron looks, leaves it off to Reschke. Reschke drives to the right side. Now to Sando, guarded closely by Weiss. And Reschke for 3, short off the rim, no good. And Luke Sando's going to bring into the game on the next break, Ryan Westgaard again. Now down the baseline and back out. Pelican wide open. She got away from everybody. Missed it off the front edge. Rebound is picked off by Gravatt. Down in the left corner. 3 ball, no good by Behrens. Rebound is batted around finally in the hands of Reschke. Reschke pushes up the floor on the left side. Now Lemeron doesn't take it. Will drive in. Pulls up. 10-footer on the wing. Good on the left side. Bailey Lemeron now with 7. Makes our score 29-21. 23. That's at the point set. 6-point lead. 3-ball from the front for Weiss. Won't go. Follow-up rebound. Good by Ruby Gravatt. And the Irish are getting beat on the boards. And they are down by 8 once again. 5:35 to go. To the front. Witt out to Lemeron. Now it is Sando with it. They are guarding her closely. Not letting her get those 3-point shots off. Down the lane. Witt scoops it up. Won't go. Whistle on a foul will likely put her in the line here. Foul will go on Ruby Gravatt. Ruby's got 3 now. First foul of the half on the Eagles, or third quarter, I should say. And it'll be Daisy with the line. 3 points in the game so far. And that one crawled over in front and went in. 31-24. Westengard checks in for the Irish. Check in is Ellie Bowling for Johnson Brock. That will sit down with the 3 fouls. Second free throw for Witt is up and good. 31-25. The lead is 6 for Johnson Brock. Loads of time left. Out top, Weiss. Off the left side for Bowling. Bowling to Pelican. Get the ball up for Behrens. Back out, and now it is Weiss. Quick as a wink. She spins again. Out top to Pelican. Daisy Pelican down the right side. Leaves it off there for Campbellmeyer for 3. Too strong. The rebound to Hallie Jones for Sacred Heart. Jones will give it to to Witt. On the right side. Over to Lemeron. 3-ball. Switch to the left side of the circle. Bailey Lemeron in double figures with 10 for Sacred Heart. And we get a 3-point game. 31-28. 4:33 to go here in the third. Left side with it. Kinley Weiss out top to Knippelmeyer. Casey down the left side. Dishes off there. Pulling up, shooting from 16 feet. No good for Barrett. Sando comes out with the ball for the Irish. Up the floor, a little stutter step, and hands it off to Witt. Inside to Jones. Back and down the lane. Up and too strong. Rebound grabbed by Lauren Barrett. Barron will give it away with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 3-point advantage, Johnson Brock. Coach Dollenhouse, he's working up and down the sideline, back and forth. Coach Sando down on one knee, is familiar pose for the Irish. Now out top with the basketball, 12 on the shot clock. Pelican, they're in no rush. Get the ball away, Knippelmeyer kicks it over to the left side wing. Pelican, 3-ball on the rim, no. Rebound brought down by West. Guard, but somebody's got a hand over the shoulder for the Eagles. Team foul number 2 of the quarter, and the foul will go on Lauren Behrens, her second. All right, where are we going here? Witt coming up the floor on the right side. Now moves to the left. Dishes out in the corner for Lemeron. 3 open, short. Pelican the rebound. Johnson Brock coming the other way now. Up the left side, Behrens down the lane. Picks the ball back out to the right side. Pelican for 3 from the elbow. Won't go. Long rebound. Caroms all the way out to the top. And now it's going to be Studdike for 3. That's well short. It ends up in the hands of Westengard. She'll bring it up the floor. Now ahead to Sando. Avery Sando goes inside to Hallie Jones. Spins in against the double team. And draws a foul. Which one did you point at, sir? 4 or 14? It's 14. Lauren Behrens picks up her third foul. Third foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. At the line, Hallie Jones, where she is 3 out of 4 on the day. Those are her only points for the Irish. Junior gets set. fires it on the way to the rim, and it rattles home. Two-point ball game, 31-29. Second one coming. Into the game comes Ayla Eggers for Johnson Brock in place of Barron, who goes out with three fouls. She and Gravatt, three apiece for Johnson Brock. Jones free throw goes. It's a line drive, but it spins and it goes. 31-30. Johnson Brock with a lead, 2:52 to go in the third. Eggers out top with the ball to Studite. Josie lost her dribble, gets it across court, left side for Pelican. Pelican underneath to Nippelmeyer, up for the shot, but a foul. That's going to be number three on Sando. Avery picks up her third. First foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. And at the line will be Casey Knippelmeyer. First trip to the line in the ballgame. She is just a sophomore, fires and got it. So now it's a three-pointer, two-point ballgame, 32-30. 2:39 to go in the period. Sando will sit. Bailey Lemeron back in for the Irish now. Ready. Knippelmeyer up. Got it again. Pretty salty sophomore there. Coach Dawn out talking to him after the game, and he said, boy, she's fun to watch, and she's just constant motion. She never stops. Down to Hallie Jones in the paint. She spins to her left down the right side. It's off the glass. Good, and a foul on Johnson Brock. Foul will go on Josie Studite, her second. Team foul number four of the quarter. And now it is 33-32. And Hallie Jones will be at the line to try to tie it up. Sets, fires, and bounces off. No good. And the rebound to the Eagles, and Johnson Brock comes to the front court with it. Up by a digit. Ayla Eggers off now to Vice. Kinley goes to the left side to Bowling. Back to the top to Knippelmeyer again. Pelican, left side, holds it to Eggers. Right side, Bowling. Well out beyond the three-point line. Bounce pass in, and it went right to the Irish. It went right into the hands of Peyton Georges. And here come the Irish. Georges wide open, three ball up and short off the front edge. Rebound to Knippelmeyer. She runs into an Irish player. Hallie Jones dives on the ball on the ground along with Knippelmeyer. Held ball will go to the Irish. Good job by Jones. Diving to the floor. A lot of hustle in the ball game. Nobody wants to lose this when they're 1-1 on the season. This is the rubber match. Inside to Jones. Spins on the left side. It would not go around Bowling. The Irish were shooting for the lead there. 30 seconds to go on the shot. 30:38 on the game clock here in the third quarter. Bowling out on the left side to Pelican in the middle. And now it's Knippelmeyer over to Eggers. Left sideline. Dribbles over and comes across now to Weiss. They run a little weave out top. Pelican down the lane. Up, and she got it with the right hand. Little rock and the baby move there on the right hand, and Pelican's got her second hoop of the game. 35-32, Johnson Brock. Shot up at the far end, no good Weston guard, and here comes the rebound to Knippelmeyer. And looking over the top, she had Bowling open underneath the head of her, but they couldn't throw the ball over the top to her. Under a minute to go in the third, a three-point lead for Johnson Brock. Weiss for three, fills it up from the right elbow. Kinley Weiss with a dozen in the ball game, all on three-pointers, and that is her first bucket since the first quarter. At the other end, pushing in is Witt. Her shot partially blocked by Pelican. The ball comes down off of Pelican and goes out of bounds. So Pelican checks out into the game for Johnson Brock. Isabel Bishop, a 5'5 sophomore. Sando comes back in for Sacred Heart. Inbounding, Lemeron gives it to Witt. She drives, it's up, it's good off the glass, and a whistle on a foul. So, Daisy Witt with the basket has seven now. She'll be at the line. Try to make it the one-point game. Foul is on Isabel Bishop. Five team fouls. Reschke back in. Out goes Westengard. Here comes Pelican back in. And Behrens for Johnson Brock. Staying down Bishop as well as Bowling. 38-34. Free throw for Witt. Up. Good. She's got eight in the game, and it's now 38-35. 32 seconds to go. Shot clock should be off, but it's not. About 1 second left on the game clock and the shot clock. So Johnson Brock, Kinley Weiss goes all the way out to the corner. Mitch Bork directing traffic. Still out there, now starts to move, gets a screen. The Irish try to throw, and a blocking foul on Hallie Jones. And that is a bad foul for Hallie Jones. You don't go out there, even if that's the defensive assignment, you don't run into. That's her third foul. Team foul number two, and she's going to have to go to the bench. That's one you just can't commit. 9.8 seconds left in the quarter. Witt and Pelican are having a chat about something. Both of them are smiling. Pelican to inbound to the backcourt. Weiss up the floor left side. Down to Pelican in the left side wing. Back to Weiss. Three on the clock to Pelican. They're going to go out. And from between the... Oh, and it banks in. Dead center between the circles, the three-point line and the midcourt circle. And Lauren Behrens will bank it in at the buzzer. That's a big momentum help and a big momentum blow for the Irish. 41-35 after three, and we're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908. Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, ready to go here in fourth quarter action. What a big shot there by Lauren Behrens at the end of the third quarter. Just pretty much stand on that volleyball back line when she shot that thing, and it banked in to end the quarter and take a three-point lead to a six-point lead. And the Eagles have the ball to start the fourth period. Pelican gives the ball inside and now kick it out. And it's Knippelmeyer for three, and she buries it. And boy, back-to-back triples for Johnson Brock. And all of a sudden, the lead is nine. A nine-point advantage. Witt for three at the other end. Off the iron, no good. Sando trying to get the rebound away from Behrens, who ends up with the ball. Nine-point lead for Johnson Brock on the strength of back-to-back threes. One a little lucky and one a good shot. Out top with the ball now is Rudy Gravatt. Off to Knippelmeyer and now to Weiss. Weiss gets it to Pelican. Daly down the floor. Right side will give it up to Gravatt. Rudy comes over to Behrens. Same spot. Good shoot. Offensive foul. What happened there? Away from the ball. Foul on Gravatt. That's the second time she's been called for an offensive foul away from the ball in this game. Her fourth. .709 to go. The Irish got to get some offense going. Sagan Hart has made 2 3-pointers. One, well, all three, I guess. Here's a shot up and all. No rebound to the Irish to Hallie Jones. She pulls her way in there for a shot and gets fouled. We'll go back to the line again. Johnson Brock foul. The call on Josie Studite, her third. Free throw for Hallie Jones up and good. She's got 8 points. And it's 44-36. The Irish not only need some stops, they need some offense here. They count on a lot of threes, and they're not falling today. Second one up, and rattles off, no good. How on a foul on Reschke on the rebound. Elise Reschke picks up her first foul, and the first foul of the quarter on the Irish. That's two team fouls on Johnson. A little slow there. Good things on the clock. Up the floor on the left side to Nippelmeyer with it to Weiss. Followed it, got it back. They'll take their time in the hands now of Josie Studite, right side. They've been doing a good job of taking their time, running clock throughout the day. And Pelican, through traffic, finds her way in there. Can't get her to go, and the ball ends up on the deck, and Pelican picks it up on the opposite side of the floor where she was at. Now, they had it hit the rim. Here is a three-pointer off the mark. No good by Josie Studite. And a foul on the rebound. This one is going to be called on Casey Knippelmeyer for Johnson Brock. Her second. Now, that's team three number foul, or team foul number three, excuse me. Third team foul already here in the quarter. So the Irish, they can make some hay here if they can get to the free throw line. They're 12 of 14. Actually, now 13 out of 16 at the line in this game. Now we are checking the scoreboard, checking the scorer's table. Coach Dollinghouse and one of our officials smiling. Up the floor, Westengaard gets it off to Witt. Pass the screen, bounces it into Hallie Jones, and the ball out of bounds off of Johnson Brock with 6:03 to play in the fourth. Inbounding for the Irish will be Bailey Lemron. Bailey sets, brings it in the corner, knocked away, and nearly stolen by Vice. Out to Lemron, three ball, oh, halfway down, and it came out. Rebound grabbed up there by Barron for the Eagles. That would have been a big one. The other way we go now, take the ball to Bailey Pelican at the top of the key, off the right side to Studite. Studite going to load up a three, and it's on the rim, no, and the rebound brought down by Witt. Witt pushes it up the floor, stops, defender comes from behind, inside to Jones, one-on-one, dishes it out to the corner to Lemron instead of shooting it, and now it is Sando with the ball. Open for a moment, now into Jones, double team, spins, and can't hit it. Rebound brought down again by the Eagles, Lauren Behrens. Behrens and Jones having a pretty good battle in that middle. Down on the right side, the Eagles shooting more threes and hitting more threes than the Irish in this game. Off the left side, with it now is Weiss. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame, the lead is 8. For Johnson Brock. Behrens kicks it out. Studite, three ball, no. Rebound on the deck and getting it on the run will be Sando. Pushing it all the way to the hole off the glass. She got it to go coast to coast. Bravery Sando. And it's now 44-38. The lead is 6. 4:40 to go. Pelican out top. Studite looking at it wide open. Doesn't take it. Will come off to Knippelmeyer. Reaching in, knocking it loose with the Irish. That was Sando. And the held ball will go to Sacred Heart. So Sando causes the turnover with the held ball here. 4:31 left. Lots of time to play, and it comes in to Casey Witt for the Irish. She'll work it up the floor, moving from the left side to the right side. Now to Sando, three ball up, and too strong. A race to the rebound, a race won by Sacred Hearts, Hallie Jones, and a quick timeout called by the Irish. Down by 6 with the ball on the front court when we return in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC radio app.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 18 seconds to go in this ball game. Johnson Brock enjoying a 44-38 lead at the moment. They led by 9 at the start of the quarter. Triggering in will be the Irish. Comes in from Daisy Wood. Lemeron right back to Daisy Wood. Vice right in the face of Avery Sander. Not wanting her to get the ball down. It goes to Jones. It's up. It's good. She rolls to the right. She spins to the left down the right side. Up and good again for Hallie Jones. She's in double figures with 10. Foul will go on Josie Stenheim, her fourth, team foul number 4. She'll check out of the game now. Back in is Emily Bowling. Free throw up and too strong. Bowling with the rebound. The Irish can't hit the free throws now. They're 1 of 2 this quarter. 1 of 3, excuse me. All right, take the ball to the top to Bowling between the circles over to Pelican. 44-40 is our score. Johnson Brock with the lead. 3:48 to play. Bowling to the top of the key again over to Pelican. 10 on the shot clock to Knippelmeyer. Skips it to Bowling, left side, right in front of the coach, the bench. 4 on the shot clock, and Pelican fires something up, and a shot clock violation. They didn't have an idea what the shot clock was at, right in front of their bench. They should have known. They should have got some help that time. And the ball is a shot clock violation. The Irish have it, 3:25 to go. Witt pulls up, and she traveled. She was going to shoot it, then decided to pass instead and turns it over on the travel. So the Eagles get the ball back. Off the floor comes Kinley Vice on the right side of the floor, guarded by the freshman Lemeron. Gets a screen, passes it off to Pelican. Daly to Bowling, and now he goes to Behrens on the right side. Give it up to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer over to Pelican, left side to Vice. Vice looking in, and timeout called by Lucas Dollinghouse of the Eagles. 44-40 the lead to Johnson Brock with 2:58 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:58 up on the game clock, 12 seconds on the shot clock for Johnson Brock. They have the ball. They have the lead, 44-40. Here come the Irish out of the huddle. Daly Pelican will inbound in front of her own bench for the Eagles. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse standing right behind her. Goes backcourt to Kinley Vice. She'll bring it to the front court. 8 on the shot clock. Picked up her dribble. Gets it off to Knippelmeyer. They had a shot clock violation last time. Vice will fire one up as it's before the buzzer. Off the backboard. It did hit the rim, but the Irish come up with a carry. Now over to Lemeron. 3 ball. Too short. And a foul on the rebound. Probably on Hallie Jones. Oh, that one. Boy, the two girls ran into each other. Hallie Jones gets called for the foul. That's a tough one. That's her fourth. Second foul of the quarter on the Irish. But Hallie's probably going to have to stay in there now with just 2:37 to go. So up the floor will come. Johnson Brock with a 4-point lead, 2.5 to play. Off to Knippelmeyer. Take it out top, Ferentz. Lauren Ferentz comes off to Daly Pelican. Over it goes to Weiss. Out of set. I thought about a three, didn't take it. To take it out top to Weiss. 13 on the shot clock. Shut eye, looking. Inside. Push foul on Westengard. From behind, trying to work around to steal that pass. That'll be her second team foul, number 3 of the quarter. Pelican to inbound for Johnson Brock. Bounce pass in and shot up. No, and a held ball will stay with Johnson Brock. It was a nice play, just couldn't get the ball in the hole that time, right underneath the basket. Pelican to inbound again. They're in the corner of the lane. They'll bring it into Weiss. They've got a new shot clock. Time to run off of it here. Studdite right side goes inside to Barron. She's going to kick it back out and now right side for Weiss. Weiss spins in, knocked loose by Sando. Picked up and now the ball's loose, headed toward the backcourt. She hit it. Yes, she did with about a foot to spare. And now off the right side to Studdite. Take it across the floor. Weiss for three. Got it from the left side. Way downtown. Got now, let's see where she at her. That is 15 in the game, all on triples. That's a huge dagger there. 47-40 with a minute and a half to go. Inside to Jones. Out to Limmer on three ball. No. Rebound brought down. Daly Pelican takes it away from Westengard. The Irish now are going to have to foul probably. They're down by 7. Timeout. Johnson Brock. They take it with a minute 15 to go. It's 47-40. The Eagles lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are back here at Johnson, ready to go with the final minute 15 of this ball game, and I think it'll take a little while to sort it all out here. Both teams still huddled up with their coaches here. A full timeout taken by Coach Dollyhouse. Come the Eagles out of the huddle. Don't forget, we got the boys' championship coming up next. In fact, it's supposed to already be underway, but that's not going to happen. We got to finish this one. It's going to take a little while. Then we got a 20-minute warm-up and some festivities. So we're about a half hour behind or so, I would say, at least at this point. Maybe a little more. Bringing in the backcourt, Knippelmeyer, the Irish can't catch her to Fowler. Get the ball away to Weiss. Now a quick foul called finally on Sacred Heart on Lemeron. Bailey picks up her first foul of the game. That's the 14th foul. Even there, looked like John Brown was going to commit a bunch of fouls here in the fourth quarter. They did early, and then it stopped. Studdite with the ball with a minute 5 to go. Bring it in, and Sando called for her fourth foul as she fouls Pelican. Daly 0 for 1 at the line, will shoot 2 here, has 4 points in the contest, averaging 10.5 a game. She's a 65% free throw shooter on the year. Junior gets set, fires it up, and it crawls around and won't go. Gravatt comes into the game, out goes Josie Studdite for Johnson Brock. Second free throw for Daly Pelican coming. It's on the way up and short, no good, but they get the rebound. Stolen away by Lauren Barron. Barron stole it and a foul on the Irish immediately. Boy, you got the inside position. The ball hits the deck. You can't let the offensive team get it. That's what happened. And the foul is on Hallie Jones. That's going to be her fifth. Hallie fouls out with 10 points. With 59 seconds to go. She made six free throws, had a couple of hoops. And at the line will be Lauren Barron. She got the hustle rebound. Free throw in and out, no good. She'll get another one here. Second free throw coming up. On the way, rattles and goes. So one out of two makes it 48-40. Here comes Sagan Hart to the front. Oh, and a blocking foul on the Eagles. We talk about fouls you don't want to commit. There's one right there. That's on Daly Pelican, her first foul of the ballgame. So that's the 15 foul, so the Irish are going to the line to shoot there. Daisy Witt is 3 for 3 at the line, has 7 points. 8 points, excuse me. Up, good. 48-41. Johnson Brock, 7. I wrote down 84 instead of 48. That's no good. Second one on the way up, and she nails them both. So it's now 48-42. Out goes Kemper Siffle. Pelican inbound, and we got a timeout called by Lucas Dahlhaus. They weren't getting the ball in the allotted time. 53.8 left, a 6-point game. Johnson Brock leads, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSG radio app.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our game today brought to you in part by Nutrient Ag Solutions here in Johnson. Thank them for making our broadcast possible. Pelican to inbound in backcourt from the baseline. Gets the ball into Knippelmeyer. And they're trying to foul her and they can't. Now Pelican is dribbling out, and she's off the floor. Steal by Sando and a layup with the left hand. It looked like a foul. We've got a 4-point game, 44-48. Pelican to the front court, 35 seconds. The Irish have to foul. They can't get to it. Finally, they do, and they foul Knippelmeyer, who is a 76% free throw shooter. She'll step to the line. She's got 11 in the game and make it 12. All right. 49-44. That's a big one. Makes it a 5-point game. 31.8 left, and she hits them both. 50-44, Johnson Brock. So the steal didn't pay off for the Irish there. Now Sando for three, up and on the rim, won't go. Westergaard tried to save it in, but her foot's on the end line, out of bounds, with 22 seconds to go. Now, wait a minute, we are having a conference of two officials. And we have... All right, Eagle basketball, that's what I thought. The Irish bring Reschke back in place of Kemper Siffle here. And Pelican inbound gets it in now to Knippelmeyer, and she'll be fouled by Bailey Lemeron. Probably not the person you want to foul, but you don't have a lot of choice. 19.3 to go, and Knippelmeyer back to the line to shoot two more. All right. Adding them up here. 13 in the game at the moment for Knippelmeyer. First one, no good. She can make it a three-possession game if she can make one here with just 19.3 seconds to go. Back in is Sipple, and in for the Eagles comes Ruby Gravatt again. Free throw up, short, no good, and Gravatt the rebound for the Eagles. And she fell to the floor, and a foul will be called on Sacred Heart. Irish fans wanted traveling, they didn't get it. The Irish foul will go on Sipple, her second. And out the line, Ruby Gravatt, 2 points in the game, and make it three. We'll get another one here. Now it's 51-44. Second one up, and no good. Oh, and a foul on the rebound on Johnson Brock. Oh, my. Laurent Behrens reaching across the Irish inside position, commits the foul. I mean, the game's pretty much reach, but silly things happen. You can't commit fouls like that because now the Irish down at the other end shooting free throws. Brian Weston guarded the line to shoot two. The sophomore gets set, fires, and no good. Got to take advantage of the free throws. The Irish have made three of six here in the fourth quarter. And now four out of seven. They hit that one to make it 51-45. So Daly Pelican to inbound again. Everybody going sideline to sideline. They get it into Vice. Somebody lost her. They're trying to catch her to Fowler. And finally, Avery Sando catches up with her. And Avery commits her fifth foul. She fouls out with 10 points. And no three-pointers in the game today for Avery Sando. You don't blame Avery for that. You credit the Johnson Rock defense team for that. Kenley Vice was in her grill all day long. Just playing face-to-face defense with her whenever the Irish were on the offensive end. 12.8 left at the free throw line is Kinley Vice. She's got 15 points in the game, all from three-point range today. She's made five, but she's held Sando without one and made five of her own. Free throw is good. So 52-45. Second one coming here. On the way up, and good, she got them both. 53-45, here come the Irish, one last shot attempt it looks like. Driving it in is Witt, can't go, rebound to Parrish, and that's going to end it. The Irish aren't going to foul anymore. Your final score is the Johnson Rock Eagles, 53, and the Sacred Heart Irish, 45. The Eagles remain undefeated at home on the season. Even playing in the road uniform here today as the number two seed. 53-45 the final. We'll wrap it up in 1 minute on KTNC.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you've got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. And it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials to make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching a game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is a place to be. Find us in Sebastopol, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score of our girls game tonight. It is Johnson Brock with the win. They are the minor conference champions this year with a 53-45 victory over Sacred Heart. Johnson Brock with the win improves to 16-6 on the season. With the loss, the Irish dropped to 14-7 on the year. Scoring the ball game for Sacred Heart tonight, they have four players with 10 points apiece. Avery Sando, Daisy Witt, Bailey Lemeron, and Hallie Jones, 10 apiece for the Irish. Good balance scoring. You'd love to have four players in double figures, but not enough today. They got 1 point from Ryan Westengard, 2 from Elise Reschke, and 2 from Kemper Sipple. The Irish hit 16 of 21 free throws in this ball game today. And Sacred Heart made just 3 threes on the day. They made 13 in the semifinals on Thursday night. For Johnson Brock, the score today, they're led by Kinley by 17 points in the game. That included 5 three-point buckets, 14 for Lauren Behrens today. We have 13 for Casey Knippelmeyer. After that, 4 points for Daly Pelican, 3 for Ruby Gravatt, and 2 for Josie Sedheit. In the game, Johnson Brock, 11 out of 21 at the free throw line, 6 out of 12 in the fourth quarter. They took the lead early, 18-13 in the ballgame. After the Irish had grabbed the lead, we had 5 lead changes and 5 ties in the first quarter. But after that, Johnson Brock led all the way. Final score, 53-45. Johnson Brock with the win, improving to 16-6. In the boys' third place game earlier, it was the Irish boys with a win over Lord Central Catholic, 59-49, who improved 10-8 on the season. All right, coming up next, they're taking the floor right now. It'll be the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats and the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles and the Bobcats getting ready to do battle axe. We're taking pictures of the girls' championship finishes here. While they do that, we'll take a break. 20 minutes up on the clock. We'll be back around 15 minutes or so, hopefully, with the final game of the day. EMF and Johnson Brock Boys Championship, the Pioneer Conference, coming up on KTNC.